Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
A Kaniac crashed the Today Show Plaza yesterday as Anne Hathaway was doing a serious interview inside.
You know, she became a mom really young, and she really wanted to have a career, and so she doesn't totally identify with her age. She feels like maybe she's done things a little bit out of order.
Meanwhile, Matt Kelly, he didn't, I don't think he realized this,
entire
time as she's trying to make a serious point, you see this guy wearing his Bunch of Jerks t-shirt directly behind
Represent.
Her. Way to go, Matt Kelly. By the way, you like this, Brian. He is also an Apexian.
Are you serious?
Not just any Triangle resident, an Apexian crashed the Anne Hathaway interview.
Let's go! So how we do it, so we represent.
His 15 minutes of fame continues right now in a morning show. He is with us. I think he's back from his trip to New York City. But, Matt, did you have any idea what was going on in the studio inside as you were sitting right there?
When you're in the plaza like that, I don't know. I think it used to be open before, but there's a big black shade over the windows now. So you can't see inside. We couldn't see Anne Hathaway at all.
Oh.
And there's just a few, there's like some monitors over on the side. So when you see us looking over to the monitors to see if we're on, they're like, oh, we're on, and we can't hear.
So you did not even realize you were on a, well, here's some behind the scenes for the Today Show. They do some tricky camera work. They use like a screen to show,
make
it look like people are right behind them. Not always the case. Regardless, you were right in the middle of the interview the entire time rocking his Carolina Hurricanes Bunch of Jerks t-shirt.
Could see like from the screen, saw that woman in a yellow sweater and knew she was on. So our whole family kind of moved over and positioned ourselves.
Nice.
Like, hey, this is a good spot.
Did you wear that shirt on purpose?
Well, so I don't know if you guys do this. When I go on trips, I like to wear some like local, bring some local shirts with me.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
So I had like a NC State Final Four shirt. So I was kind of going through and I was like, that kind of passed. Now we're in playoff season. So I'll rock the jerk shirt. I actually saw another guy in a jerk shirt in Times Square too. And so, just was rocking the local shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Did you guys have a moment where you're like, go Canes!
Yeah, jerky moment.
Yeah. You could see him. He was a tall guy in the crowd, so he stood out as a big jerk.
I gotta say, dude, you've got some cojones because the Canes are taking on the Islanders, New York.
Good point.
If they win, they take on the Rangers, New York.
You're in hostile territory, bud.
And there you are in New York City, where New Yorkers are super friendly and hospitable to outsiders. and you've got your Bunch of jerk shirt on. Did you get any razzing? Anyone shove a rat down your pants or something?
No, actually, everyone is pretty nice there. But I think when we play the Rangers, it might be a little bit different story.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, are you still in New York?
No, we just flew home last night, and it's funny because my boys, James and Grayson, they're like 10 and 13. They keep saying, Dad, you're famous because all these like posts and stuff. Well, then I'm like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Then we get to the airport and this lady goes, hey, were you the guy on the Today Show?
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
And they're like, see, Dad, you're famous. And I said, no, I'm not. And then I'm like, oh, guys, I'm going to be on the radio tomorrow. And they're like, I told you.
That is great.
Yeah.
Just keep wearing that Bunch of Jerks shirt so people can keep on recognizing the Kaniac amongst us.
Listen, you're an influencer now. The playoffs for the Canes, they always have some sort of weird influencer. We had Hamilton the Pig, and now we've got Bunch of Jerks Canes fan at the Today Show, guys.
By the way, real quick, I love that Matt said he just wanted to position himself behind the woman in yellow. That woman in yellow, Savannah Guthrie, anchor of the Today Show. Terrific story, Matt. Glad you got to have your TV moment yesterday. And thanks for talking to us today. We know it's been busy for the last 24 hours.
Yeah, no problem. Let's storm the plaza. So if you're listening.
Yeah.
I like it. Bye, Matt. Thanks for the time today, bud.
See ya.
By the way, see this picture on our Mixed Morning Show Facebook page. Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. Serious point about the movie. By the way, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes for Anne Hathaway's
What's it called?
The Idea of You. Serious point being made, and then Matt has the biggest smile on his face behind her because he realized he's on TV. Yeah, I'm on national television right now. Oh, Matt, thank you for the time today, and let's go, Canes. It's Mixed Mornings. Kyle, Brian, and Sarah.
bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Trained to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.